Our hero this week at Fukushima workers who were sprayed by contaminated water as they continue to try and contain what's happening at Fukushima. There was great talk at the Casey conference, very wide divergence of opinion. But I would say that I felt the strongest reports were real concern, of course, that the ocean water continues to cycle to keep the unit that has not been contained sort of under control, with the bigger problem being the stored and new fuel rods up on top. And the question, of course, is if there's another earthquake or tsunami, what in the world could happen? We could be looking at something very dire. Our other hero, we have a co-hero this week, is Derek Zulick, who is the owner of Days Inn in Boulder, Colorado, where I'm now speaking to you from. The Global Breakthrough Energy Conference was scheduled to be at the University of Colorado. At the last minute, they got cold feet, and out we went. And Days Inn has welcomed us with open arms. And I must say, I think it's a far more intellectually and emotionally free place to have the conference. So I couldn't be more delighted, but he's done an extraordinary thing to bring us over, and I want to thank him. It's a perfect example. Entrepreneurs will save the world.